Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, we bring in friend of the show, Jake Trotter from ESPN. Talk all things Browns. Hi, Jake. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
You enjoying winter?
Sir?
Came back here?
I was just in Florida yesterday, so this was quite a stark difference.
Nice job out of you, as Bull would say.
Well,
bringing
planned.
The snow in. Nice. All right, let me ask you this. You get Myles Garrett back. Are you surprised that he was back so early? Are you surprised the commissioner was like, okay, this thing's over, and here we sit. So he's back, and that's a big piece to the defense. But are you surprised by how the process played out?
Not really. You just got the sense that he was going to be reinstated after the season. I mean, he already served the longest punishment in the history of the league from a single on-field incident. And, you know, talking to people with the Browns, you just never thought that it was going to extend into the 2020 season. So, yeah, I mean, the Browns get their best defensive player back. He'll be able to, you know, go through all the off-season programs without anything hanging over his head. And, you know, the Browns were like an okay defense last year with Myles Garrett. They were a terrible defense without him, if you look at the numbers. So it's huge for Cleveland to get him back because he really makes the rest of the defense better, in addition to being an outstanding individual player himself.
Jake, there's some rumblings out there, obviously, that at this time of the year, NFL teams are looking at who's there, who's not, who's costing them what, who's going to be cut, who's not going to be cut. I would think Olivier Vernon is a guy that could end up finding himself looking for a new gig. Do you think he's going to be on this team next year, or is Andrew Berry going to think, I can put that money to better use?
You know, it's hard to say because everybody is so new here. Like, I think I would have a better answer for you if John Dorsey were the general manager and Freddie Kitchens was the head coach. But it's hard to kind of get the sense where, you know, this new regime feels about individual spots. I mean, I definitely think it's a strong possibility. You know, Olivier had the knee injury. He didn't make much of an impact last year. You've got Myles Garrett. I think they, at least the guys before, really liked what Chad Thomas did in moments last season. So, I think they have to be careful about, you know, where they allocate money given how much they're going to have to pay in extensions to, you know, Myles Garrett, who we were just talking about, and then the guys from the 2018 draft. So, I mean, I definitely think that that's a piece that's expendable, right?
Yeah, well,
quite possibly, yeah. But then you're going to have to go out and find some other defensive line talent, don't you?
Correct. Yeah. And they need help not only at end, but defensive tackle as well. You know, from a depth perspective, because they're playing dudes that, you know, I didn't even know who they were at the end of this last season.
Where do you think we sit then with Christian Kirksey and Joe Schobert?
Yeah, I mean, I think that. It, given that you have ready-made replacements in Taki and Mac Wilson, I definitely feel like, I think last year it felt like both guys are going to be gone. If they decided and could come to a number on Kirksey that allowed him to stay, I mean, I guess that's a possibility. I think you want to keep a guy like Schobert, but again, you know, they're up against it with all these extensions coming up. So I kind of feel like, you know, if I had to guess at this point, that Mac and Taki would be their starting linebackers next year.
Do you think Joe's worth the money? Would you keep him, Jake, at what he's probably going to be able to get?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends what you feel about how you feel about the rookie linebackers. You know, what do you guys think about, you know, Sione Takitaki and Mac Wilson linebacking core with maybe another addition either through the draft or, you know, a low-level free agent. I mean, you feel good about that going forward? I mean, Schobert was a really good player, but, I feel like that's again, a position that is a little bit expendable, especially when you just drafted his replacement a year ago, right?
Yeah, I like those young guys. I wanted to see more of them, and I think that Schobert found himself in that spot where you get a lot of tackles because things broke down early. And when you're in that kind of a spot, the fans start to look at the stats at the end. They're like, man, Schobert led the team in tackles this year. Why are you even thinking about letting him go? And that's why I think that's one of the cases where stats sometimes don't match with reality.
I mean, he made some plays. I mean, he had the 2 weeks in a row where he had two interceptions, including in the Pittsburgh game. But again, I'm just sort of looking at this team today, and then going forward over the next two or three years, and the money that you're going to have to send out, and given what he probably is going to command, I think it's more likely that they move on. But you know, we'll see. I mean, he's a guy you'd like to have in your locker room. You know, he's a guy you can count on. And, you know, I don't know that there were enough of those type of guys in the locker room this past season.
Jake Trotter joining us from ESPN. Jake, I've been hearing, and anybody who's listening to anything keeps hearing this. Should the Browns move on from Baker Mayfield? And I was not and you covered Baker in college. You're very familiar with him. I was not the biggest Baker fan when he was drafted number one overall. And I think it would be absolutely preposterous to move on from Baker Mayfield. What do you think?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you drafted him number one overall. You've got to give it a chance to see, you know, what it can be. And I think that, you know, they were pretty discombobulated offensively last year in a lot of different ways that affected Baker. Now, Baker didn't play well. You know, Baker has got to do some soul searching this offseason in terms of becoming the quarterback that he wants to be. But he wasn't in a great spot. You know, last year, I think, you know, whether it was the play calling or the game planning or just the cohesiveness of the offense. And then I just think the locker room in general was not the best last season. So you've got Stefanski. I think that some of his concepts could really help Baker. And I was talking to a scout the other day, and, you know, who'd scouted the Browns and the Vikings last season, and said, you know, one thing that Stefanski's going to do is, you know, he's always going to have a receiver with eyes on the quarterback. So, you know, you're going to have a lot more safety valve opportunities. You're going to have, you know, the chances to dump off the ball. Where it felt like last year, I mean, there were times Baker's dropping back, he's under duress, and his receivers are still running the routes because they were trying to push the ball downfield so much last year. So, I mean, I think that if we're in the same situation this time next year, I think it's a fair conversation to have. Like, you know, do you move forward with Baker if he has, you know, if he replicates the season he just had in 2020. But I think it's way too early to give up on him. And, I mean, you know, just a year ago, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Browns finally having a franchise quarterback. I mean, there were more Las Vegas bets on Baker to win MVP this year than any other quarterback. Now, the odds had a part to play in that, but you know, this is a guy that not just Browns fans, that NFL fans were optimistic about. And I think given the adversity that he had to deal with last year, just kind of the chaos around him, I feel like you have to give him a chance with this new regime and see what they can do.
Jake, and I think maybe part of this might be based on Jimmy Haslam from last week, but where do you think they are with Kareem Hunt right now?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of felt like during the Andrew Berry press conference that, you know, he's on his last straw, right? I don't think he's going to have any more margin for error. And, you know, the guys that, you know, one of the guys that brought him in, John Dorsey, he's not here anymore. So, you know, I think he's going to have an even shorter leash at this point moving forward. You know, I think that it sounds like they're going to give him another chance, but that's it. You know, and if something like what happened, I don't know, what was that, like a month ago now? it feels like these incidents run together in my head. But, you know, I don't think he's going to have much more of an opportunity, you know, for something like that. And, I mean, he's in a lot of ways, as well as he played last year, he's a luxury. I mean, they've already got a number one running back. And, you know, if you feel like, you know, you can put that money to better use elsewhere. They certainly have a lot of holes. So I don't think that they're ready to give up on him, but I also think that he is not going to have a lot of leeway going forward off that incident.
What's it feel like to you that here sits Andrew Berry and all the staff that was here is gone? Now, he's obviously, he was scouting for Philadelphia and, you know, putting things together for the draft for the Eagles. But, you know, Wolf, Highsmith, they're all out of here. And there's really no staff in place, and there have been rumblings that they're not really going to make huge hires in that area before the draft. Is that okay?
Right.
Is that all right?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a concern, but, you know, in talking to people around the league, I mean, that's when you hire your assistant GMs is after the draft. You know, especially if there are people you want, it might be harder to get them right now with the draft coming up, and that's just kind of the cycle. You know, for front office people is usually after the draft, you know, in you know, the April, May time frame. But yeah, I mean, it's I think the more people you have, the better you're going to be. That said, I mean, the entire scouting apparatus is still in place. You know, all those guys that were down at the Senior Bowl, minus Elliott, you know, minus Alonzo, minus, you know, Steve Malin, those guys are still, you know, scouting. They're still working on, you know, different players from their region. So even though that the top guys are all gone, you know, they still have, you know, the guys on the ground doing what they were going to do anyway. So I think that they will be, you know, I think that they'll be all right. Is it ideal? No, but, you know, I don't think the Browns are the first team to go into a draft with a new front office where, you know, you don't have some of the higher, you know, high level positions filled just yet.
Jake, how do you feel about the staff overall then? You know, the guys that Kevin Stefanski's brought in. I mean, I'm hearing good things out of Berea about just the way he handles himself and the way they're about to conduct business with Kevin Stefanski and the assistant coaches that he's bringing in. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of the hires they've made so far. You know, you hear great things about Callahan as an offensive line coach, although I think Campton and Jeff Lasko did a really good job with what they had to work with last season, particularly you know, in the running game. Yeah, you know, Van Pelt is a guy I've heard good things about, and, you know, obviously had a great rapport with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay and even in Cincinnati. You know, people down there really liked what he did. Now, he didn't have a lot to work with at quarterback last season, so it's kind of hard to judge him. You know, beyond that, Stefanski's going to have a lot of familiarity with some of the other guys, you know, whether it's, you know, Petzing, coaching tight ends, or you know, even Joe Woods, who he has a relationship with, going back to Minnesota. And, you know, I think that Woods has a chance to be a really good coordinator for the Browns. I mean, the 49ers had the best, you know, arguably the best pass defense in the league last year, on top of just being unbelievable up front rushing the passer. So obviously the talent level is a little bit different in Cleveland than what San Francisco had, but you know, you can't deny that his unit had a really good year, and it wasn't that long ago that the 49ers were not that great in the secondary. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good staff, but, you know, we'll have to see how it all comes together in the fall. You know, things can look a little bit different, you know, 5 weeks into a season, which we experienced this past year.
Jake, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And enjoy your trip back from Florida here to beautiful downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, enjoying the snow. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Jake Trotter from ESPN, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, the big headline of the day is clearly the Houston Astros, but I still have a little bit more I want to talk about with the Browns and some of the names that we just brought up, and if you're willing to say goodbye to some of these guys. So 216-578-0092 or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. This is Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.